my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. How are you today? You having a good day? I hope so. It's Wednesday. It's church tonight. I hope that you'll be in God's house and looking forward to all that God is going to do in your life and in my life. If not tonight, some of you have church on Thursday night. Whatever night it is, get to church and get there with a desire for the Word of God. Each one, when one, North Valley Baptist Church sings for us. It's a great song. I hope you love it. And we're going to get our Bibles ready, the book of Ephesians today. Martinez, come on in here and let's have you sing There's a Miracle in the Making. Ephesians chapter 6, get your Bibles ready. We'll look at one passage before us today in just a moment.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him. for this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment.
That's a wonderful song. There's a miracle for you today. There's I don't know what God's going to do, but there's a miracle in the making. God always comes through. Today, I'm looking at fall is here. The months of the fall season of the year, the leaves are going to start changing real quickly here, and the weather's going to change, and it's going to be a beautiful time. Fall is here. What are you going to do with your Bible this fall? And I'd start this week a little bit. Just get going with your Bible. And what are you going to do? That was Monday. And Tuesday, what are you going to do with prayer? Today I ask this question, and I know I'm speaking to families, and so, you know, maybe you're a widow or a widower, and I don't know what the situation is in your life, but what are you going to do with family Bible time? Dad, what are you going to do? The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother. This is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Here it is. The Bible says, and ye fathers, provoke, agitate not your children to wrath. Here it is. But bring them up. Dad, you're to bring up your children in the nurture. That's the discipline of the Lord and the admonition. That's the encouragement from God. You're going to have family Bible time. My dad had family Bible time all of our lives. And I can remember him reading the daily bread, or my mother reading it. He'd read the scripture, and then he'd have my mother pray, or he'd pray, or he'd have one of his kids pray. We'd always would sing songs. When we had a house, or we had an organ, my one sister played the organ, my other sister played the piano, I played my trumpet, my parents sang, and we would always every single day have family Bible time. And I can hear my mother praying. I always liked hearing my mom pray. She prayed with such a sweet, tender voice. I remember my dad praying, oh, just such the power that he had in his life. Dad, you're going to have to think of how you're going to have devotions. You know, I had family devotions, except for on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Well, I had prayer every night. Every night, the kids had prayer with their dad or mom or both of us. But I want you to know that we had family devotion time too. And I tell this from our pulpit, my children, my grown children now, they hate it when I say it, because I never felt like they were good. And I got up every morning of my life and I worked on them early in the morning. I said, okay, today I am teaching from the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to teach this one verse, and I'm going to speak to my kids about this, or the book of Psalms, and we went through the Psalms. Or we did the parables in the Bible, all the parables, or the great prophets in the Bible, or the miracles in the Bible, the men of God in the Bible. There's so many things. A virtuous woman in the Bible. You could take a month on that subject, Proverbs 31. But you're going to have to do something, Dad, and it's going to take some preparation. Now, our family Bible time was not long, always about 10, sometimes 15. Once in a while, they went longer. Our kids got singing and just could sense all of us were in it. But they weren't long. They were 10 minutes about, and 15 at the max, I would say. But maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe it was a little longer, but I don't think so. But I'd remember those family devotion times. And I'd always feel like I didn't give my kids much today. And I tried. But you know what? That's what I tried to do. And all of our boys are preachers of the gospel now, and our girls are preachers' wives, and I thank God for that. May I say this? I don't know about the outcome of all of our kids, and I don't know if they're going to reject the faith of their father, but they believe it now. Thank God for that. And you're just going to have to live for God and give the song, and then always sing a little chorus or a song. My kids like the great hymns of the faith. In fact, we were talking a couple, 2, 3, 4 years ago about the great hymns of the faith. I said, how'd you know that song? They said, we sang it in family Bible time, Dad. And I made sure all of our kids had their own psalm books. I think psalm books are like $12 a piece for 550 songs. That's pretty cheap, really. And buy them for Christmas a songbook and put their name on it, and have their, so they'll have their Bible, they'll have their songbook, they'll have their prayer journal. Get your kids in the Bible, get them in prayer, and get them with the Word of God, and get them being taught the Word of God, and talk to them. And you might say, what is God? Don't say, where'd you read your Bible today? Don't ask them questions like that. Ask them, what is God doing in your life? Who's first today? What child's first? Tell me, what is God doing in your life? The next night, say, okay, now Susie, she talked last night. John, it's your turn tonight. What is God doing in your life today? Don't threaten your kids. Don't intimidate your kids. Just ask them. Ask them good questions like that where they can give an answer. And it may be quiet. It may be quick. It may be 2, 3, 4, 5 words. Don't say, that's not enough. God's short. No, don't do that. Don't use the Bible time as a discipline time. Use it as a teaching time. And express your love for the kids. And when you pray, always tell God that you love your family. Our Father, we thank you for our families. And help us to get back to the Bible this fall is my prayer, with family Bible time every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.